Vade Guru Parashvatam Bhakti Vrinda Swami Tam Sri Chaitanya Prabhupada Nityananda Sauritam Sri Nandananda Vande Sri Radhikan Sanandrayam Govijana Swami Tam Vrindavana Manoharam Jai Jai Sri Radhe Vaita Parivara Ki Jai Gaudiya Sampradaya Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Shri Gurudev ki jai. Pandit Shri Krishna Swami Maharaj Bhakti Tirtha ki jai. So today is the auspicious day of Guru Purnima. It's the appearance day of Vyasadev. He's the Adi Guru for the humanity is Vyasadev. Among the devas, Krishna first spoke the Bhagavatam to Brahma. Brahma spoke to Narada. And it came down to human society. But Narada Muni spoke to Vyasadeva. And the Vedic knowledge has been existing through the Guru Parampara system for millions of years by oral tradition. It was written down 5,000 years ago by Vyasadeva. Mahabharata, Puranas, Upanishads, he wrote everything down. He compiled everything. What's the verse of Gita that describes that? No. To describe the compiler of the Vedas. What's the verse? Fifteenth chapter of Gita, 15th verse. So that's yet. Attack is the Gadama Pavanam Shah. Vedasya Saranam Avivijam. Vedasya Krit Veda Vedavisham. He wrote the Vedas, Vedanta and Vedas. So, I was thinking there's four special features of a guru. Two are revealed by the Bhagavatam, and two are revealed by the Six Goswamis. What two are revealed by the Bhagavatam? Two features of a guru are revealed by the Bhagavatam. That guru is a divine being and a human being. If a human being, he'll be a man or woman, guru. A divine being, he's God. Narada Muni says he's God. Krishna said he's God and man. So what does Narada Muni say in 7th canto, chapter 15, verse 26? Yes, Sakshat Bhagavati. Yes, Sakshat Bhagavati. Jnana Deepena Pradeguru. It says, Narada says, the Guru is Sakshat Bhagavan. Sakshat, directly. And he gives Jnana Deepena Prade. Prade means he gives the light of transcendental wisdom. It comes through. And then Krishna says in the 11th canto Uddhava, he says he's a divine. He's Bhagavan and he's a human being, whatever it is. Acharya Maha Vijanaya. Acharya Maha Vijanaya. Namartya Buddhya Suyeta. Namartya Buddhya Suyeta. Sarvadeva Maya Guru. Krishna tells Uddhava, the Guru is God and he's a human being. So this is the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam everywhere is saying, Guru is God. How is Guru God? Tell me.
He's dear to God.
Yeah, that's right, what he said. He's a Kriva Shakti Murti. What does Kriva mean? Kriva is giving love. So we say the Guru is avatar of, he's representing Krishna's love, kindness, mercy. All this is all the same word, say Guru Prasad. Yasya Prasad, Bhagavad Prasad. Mercy, kindness, compassion, they all mean love. Love includes all these things. So Guru represents the love of Krishna, which I say time and time again. So if you want to get love of Krishna, you have to get love of Guru. So Guru gives bhakti. What is bhakti? It's the easy way of saying love. Like you say, I have bhakti for your wife, what does it mean?
I love you.
That's all above. Direct experience. There's many direct experiencers hiding their faces in this room. Purushota, Garapati, Govinda, and Madhava, and up and coming, shameful people. you get 201. Because of me. Not because of me. Me. Because of me, because of me. No, J. Because of J. What's Jivani, what's Bihari? So that's the Bhagavatam. That Krishna appears before us as Guru. There's so many varieties. How many forms of Krishna are there?
Many forms.
Anatta Rupa, unlimited forms. So how many forms of Guru are there?
Unlimited forms.
Fat, short, thin, tall. Indian, Russian, American, German, French, Italian, any kind of shape. So that's Krishna. Interesting guy. Krishna. But the message is one. The mercy is one. The sunshine is one, but it shines in every country. Now what, so this is two features of God. What are the two features we discussed so far? Of Guru. Guru is God and Guru is human being. So it's the Chitya Beta Beta. It's inconceivable, one and different. He's one, he's God, he's different, he's human being. So what aspect of the Guru do we pay attention to?
He's God.
Both. Because he's God, he doesn't need to eat. So you don't have to feed him. And he's God, he doesn't get sick. You don't have to give medicine. And he's God, he doesn't have to wear clothes. You have to give clothing to the Guru. So many differences between God, Guru, and God, God. Okay, that's two things. Now, what are the two features that the Goswamis reveal about Guru? Four features of Guru. What are the two features the Goswamis reveal? You're getting close in your answer of close servant. Two features. That's also true. But two features that the Goswamis reveal about Guru. So far, what do we discuss? The Guru is a human being and he's God. Now, there's two other features of the Guru.
Guru is Shakti.
Huh?
Shakti.
Everyone Shiva Shakti.
And scriptural conclusions. They are expert in giving scriptural conclusions.
That's definition. That's not a feature.
Manjari.
Two features the Goswamis revealed that the Guru has a sonic roof
and
a Siddha roof. So the four features of the Guru are what?
He's God, Guru is human being.
Sakshat Hari.
Sakshat Hari. He is human being.
He is a Bhartya.
Bhartya. Sadhana Guru and Siddha.
Okay. Pretty cool, huh? Four for the price of one. Buy one, you get four. Buy one, you get three free. Which one are you buying? Okay, that's enough headache. That's enough philosophy. Now I'm going to read from an old book. It's an old book. It's not the Bible, but it's old. It's my old, one of my old notebooks. Old paper is yellow. These are some notes that I took at the feet of my guru. What's this over here? He spoke about Guru sometimes, and I took some notes. Okay. We take Diksha Mantra, we do Bhaja. Doing Bhaja means taking shelter of Guru. What is the result of Guru Seva? You satisfy the Guru that you attain Krishna Prema Bhakti, Govika Bhakti, pure love of the Gopis. Krishna hides his love of the Gopis. He's not giving it away. But Lord Chaitanya, his Radha Krishna combined, he gave this Gopi Bhaja Prema. But today, Lord Chaitanya is not here. So where do you get this Gopi frame? You get it from Gurudev. What Krishna is hiding, what's Krishna hiding?
Love of Gopis.
Gopi's frame. What Krishna is hiding, you can get today from Guru. This is really cool stuff. This is my Guru Sakti. Guru is personified mercy of Srimati Radharani. If you're displeased, if a disciple pleases Guru, one can receive Braja Gopi Prem. Nanda Sutta Hari, only Vrindavan Krishna, not Mathura Krishna. Only Vrindavan Krishna comes as Guru to deliver living entities the Mahima of Krishna and Guru. Oh, this is a separate topic. What is the difference between Guru and Krishna? Question. What?
Krishna doesn't get sick.
He gets the
headache. Yeah.
Yeah, only can get cured by the destiny of the Gopis. If you offend Krishna, who can save you?
Guru.
If you offend Guru, who can save you?
No one.
So what? Da 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 da. Always obey Guru's order. Guru says the wall is white, although it's black.
It's white.
It's white. The disciple will never argue, except all the Guru says is true. Like I told the story of Krishna Balaram Tree. In Vrindavan, on the Prickle Mark, there was a famous tree. There was a black tree, tall tree, and growing out of the trunk of the tall tree was a white peepal tree. Peepal tree is white bark. And it was there since 1920. 1920, 1970, 50, 60, for a long time. and 2,000 are staying in Vrindavan Prikwa with 300 Russian devotees from ISKCON. We stopped by that tree. That tree got the nickname Krishna Balaram tree. The black tamal tree is Krishna and the white people tree is Balaram. So I said, see here this special tree, this is form of Krishna Balaram. There's two trees here, see? But the problem is that when the tree, it was two trees, one tree disappeared. There was only one black tree there, there wasn't any white tree. Somehow after 85 years, the white tree disappeared. So anyway, he said there's two trees, there's only one tree. So that's the example. The Guru said it's two trees. Oh yeah, okay. It's two trees. My eyes are not working. I only see one black tree, but there's a black and a white tree. So Suri comes, hey Maharaj, there's only one tree. I said, let's go. So he went fast. So, what the Guru says the disciple must do, the disciple who accepts all that the Guru says has vishwas. What did I say? Accepts all the Guru says. What does vishwas mean? Belief, faith in Guru. And by that vishwas, the soul will attain eternal place in Vrindavan. And Guru taught, Guru Day taught, Guru Prasanna. What does Prasanna mean?
Form?
No, Hindi word Prasanna.
Pleasing, pleased.
Please. Such a disciple pleases Guru. That's why the disciple attains Vrindavan. We should always feel respect to the Guru. Always give honor and respect. I'd like to give honor and respect to your father, mother, and husband. Pati, husband. There's two meanings to the word pati. One, husband. The disciple should think that Guru is my pati and my mata. Pati, mata. Father and mother. What does pati mean? The second meaning, pati means manager. So the guys are hard to manage. He said, pati means my Ishra, my manager. Like Rashtrapati. What does Rashtrapati mean? The manager of the country, the president, the manager of all the people. The Guru is managing. Like Gajapati. What does Gajapati mean? King of the forest elephants. So Guru is Gajapati. King of all the wild elephant disciples. Bull elephant guys and lady elephants. Without the Guru, one can't attain the goal of spiritual life or mukti. Okay, it's a long day. I'm going to skip over and tell a story. I'm going to tell a story about the Guru of Bhakta, the prostitute, and the cat. What did I say?
Guru Bhakta, prostitute, and the cat.
So which one are you? Really, which one are you? The Guru of Bhakta, prostitute, or the cat? It's private answer. So Guru Day told me this story. So one day, Guru Day fell down with a prostitute. Hey, how are you? Second Shiromani. one day by circumstance, the guru fell down with a prostitute. But the guru bhakta kept doing daily routine service, washing the guru's feet, offering pranams to the guru, and doing his daily bhajan and guru seva. He took a mantra from the guru, and he learned shastra from the guru, and he did seva. Diksha, shiksha, seva. This is the threshold to the house of bhakti. The guru bhakti served Gurudev with Vishrama, anxiously serving Gurudev with full faith, only to please guru, with no idea for personal benefit. This is my Gurudev told me the story. It's from my notes. The main rule of doing seva is to please the guru, not just doing, but must act and serve in such a way to satisfy the guru. So, the guru bhakta got old and he was dying. He died. And Vishnudevas came with a rath, Vaikuntha rath, to take guru bhakta back to Vaikuntha. What did the guru bhakta say? He refused. He said, "I will go without my guru." So Vishnudevas went back to Vaikuntha and reported to Narayan. Narayan said, "Why you came back with an empty rath?" And Vishnudevas said, "The guru bhakta said, I won't go to the spiritual world without my Gurudev. I'd rather stay in the material world, a birth and death, where I can keep doing guru seva." Very good disciple. Selfless seva. So then Narayan said, "Okay, take two rath cards. One for guru bhakta and one for guru. And bring them both back." So the Vishnudevas came with two chariots. One for guru, one for guru bhakta. So guru was very pleased and happy with the kind-hearted, faithful disciple, guru bhakta. But he was thinking, what to do? I can't leave the material world without my wife, the prostitute. So the guru refused to get on the chariot to go to my country. So the disciple said, "I'm not going either." So the Vishnudevas went back to two empty chariots. They got to Vaikuntha and the Raya said, "Why are the chariots empty?" And so the guru said, "I don't want to go without my wife, the prostitute." And the guru back said, "I don't go without my guru." So the Raya said, "Okay." Take three chariots to pick up the guru bhakta that was deserving and pick up the fallen guru as so-called quote-unquote wife prostitute with three chariots for the Vaikuntha. Thank you, Dosh. That's a great story. So the Vishnudevas returned to the guru court, to the guru's ashram, told her to go to Vaikuntha, but the wife refused.
"I want cat."
He said, "I have a baby cat. My baby cat has been with me through all this and that. And it's defenseless. And I no one to care for the cat. All day long the cat will cry and say, meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. So better, you, my husband and guru bhakta, you guys, you go back. I'll share with the cat." So he prayed, went back to my cousin and told the Raya. The Raya said, "What happened?" He said, "The guru bhakta and guru's name, they're ready to come. But the prostitute wife, the guru said, she can't go without the cat." So the Raya said, "Okay, send four chariots. Send four chariots down there. Take the so-called guru bhakta, the prostitute and the cat, the Bhagavan. So they all got this time it worked.
God send them.
The guru, his girlfriend, prostitute, his guru, bhakti, and the cat, all went to my cousin. And then he got there, my cousin. And, I agreed, everyone said. Then Narayan said, "Oh dear, my dear Guru Bhakta, I so much appreciate your faithful service to your Gurudev that I wanted you to come back to God. So I delivered your Guru, the Guru's prostitute wife, and a cat too." So Narayan, he wanted to deliver, give mukti to the Guru Bhakta because he was true servant. He didn't give up sales to the Guru. You know, a group fell out of the prostitute. The moral of the story. What is the moral of the story? A faithful disciple can even deliver his guru to the spiritual world because Krishna so much appreciates steady, faithful, sincere service of disciples and guru. It also shows the point of disciple behavior. Shishya Sadachar. How a disciple should never find fault with the guru or get angry at any behavior actions of his guru. Shri Gurudev ki Jai Jai Shri Hare. That's it.